I don't think it would be an exaggeration to say betrayal from narcissistic abuse is one of the most painful experiences you as a survivor can go through in your entire lifetime. Because betrayal in such a situation does not mean or does not happen when the narcissist cheats on you. Betrayal happens from the moment you meet the narcissist, and then it continues when the narcissist devalues you. And then ultimately gets worse when they discard you. That's why the entire process, this entire relationship with a narcissistic individual is nothing but a big betrayal, which we are going to talk about in today's episode. Hi, I am Danish, a narcissistic abuse recovery professional. In today's episode, we are going to talk about the three stages of betrayal you experience in a narcissistic relationship. If that sounds interesting enough and you're eager to learn more with me, please make sure to subscribe before we begin because, as I always say and request, your subscription to the channel helps in spreading awareness about narcissistic abuse. When we think about betrayal, what comes to mind generally when your partner cheats on you physically with someone else, when they sleep with someone? Isn't that what we think about? But no, betrayal is not just that. Betrayal is pretending to be someone else than who a person really is. Betrayal is devaluing you by projecting all the shortcomings one has so that one does not have to acknowledge their own faults. Betrayal is when the narcissist discards you, but then blames everything on you, makes it seem like you hurt them, you abused them. Play Darwin on you, deny the attack, and reverse the roles of victim and offender. All of this is a mega betrayal. Starting with love bombing stage, when you beat the narcissist, they become an entirely different personality that fits the scenario, meaning they mirror your likes and dislikes. They study you thoroughly inside out to know exactly what you're looking for and, quote, predatorily become that, temporarily so, until they get a hold of you and they make you fall for them. Isn't it betrayal to pretend to be an entirely different person than who one actually is? Isn't it betrayal to feign innocence, kindness, compassion, pure-heartedness, empathy, and so on, when you actually do not possess any of those qualities? Isn't it betrayal to promise a future you do not intend to make your reality with this person? Isn't it betrayal to make the other person think you are on the same page and there is a lot of similarity between you and their personality, but in reality you are polar opposites? Isn't it betrayal to weaponize people's emotions against them? For example, the narcissist pretends to be the victim of their circumstances when they are not in reality. But why do they do so? To make you rescue them. Isn't it betrayal to profess and confess love that you do not actually feel towards the other person? Isn't it betrayal to make yourself a part of the victim's family, to immerse yourself in all the situations happening in the victim's life, to enmesh them with yours so that it becomes very difficult for them to leave you? Of course, it is betrayal and beyond because it shows us how deceitful narcissists are. All of this leaves a wound that you struggle to heal later because when you recall the narcissist and the good times spent with them, you want them back because you see the potential, you see what they are capable of giving and doing. But because they are not giving or being the way they were in the beginning, it frustrates you. That is the betrayal that happens in the love bombing stage. Now let's talk about the devaluation stage where this betrayal becomes more obvious and over. The narcissist starts humiliating you, putting you down, avoiding you, abandoning you, neglecting you, and ignoring you. For what? To gain more supply from you so that you come begging for their attention and they feel important. Isn't that betrayal? The narcissist got you used to a certain pattern. They used to message you 60 times a day, let's say, and now hardly once a day, then nothing at all, then maybe once a week. Isn't that like taking you all the way up high in the sky and then dropping you from there? Isn't it like going on a skydiving small trip with your partner, with your intimate one, and when you're about to jump off the plane, they unclip your parachute bag and kick you off, and then you drop and drop and drop, and in shock you watch them, you look at them, they're smiling. That is exactly what happens when the narcissist starts devaluing you. You hit a psychological and an emotional collapse because of the shock caused by their changed behavior. Isn't it betrayal to use somebody for money and finances? For example, if you depend on the narcissist monetarily, they'll withhold financial help on purpose and they'll make you beg for each penny. I can go on. You know, the list goes on. It's the financial trauma, the psychological trauma, the social trauma, cutting you off from your family, your friends, by telling you they're toxic and poisonous for you, and the only person that cares for you is the narcissist. Isn't that betrayal? Because what is a narcissist essentially doing in all of this? Cutting you off, completely destroying your social support, your support system, so that you rely on them and you do not leave them, so that people do not show you what you're dealing with, so that your friends do not tell you that your partner is an abuser. Isn't that betrayal? Death by a thousand cuts, they call it. That's why betrayal trauma after narcissistic abuse is not just betrayal trauma, it's complex betrayal trauma. Because this kind of betrayal trauma triggers existential crisis, and you're not able to recognize yourself because you have been through a lot. You're not able to recognize what this whole world is all about. You're not able to relate to people because all you have gotten from people, this person, is trauma and pain and betrayal of this kind. This is the reason why you should be extremely compassionate towards yourself, and there is no timeline set for your healing. And you have to go through that intense processing, grief processing, because you have to accept all of this happened. You truly have to accept that you were brutally hurt by a monster. Then comes the obvious form of betrayal, which is cheating on you. In some cases, the narcissist will cheat on you, quite overtly, but will make you think it was your fault because you did not give them what they needed from you. So they slept with somebody else, or that you are making up things. There is no proof, when you will have all the proof in this entire universe to prove that the narcissist has been cheating on you, when there is history that shows us there's something going on, still the narcissist will deny, or they will compare it with something bigger they have done in the past and then say, or at least I didn't do that. Isn't that betrayal? That is psychological betrayal, because they are twisting and tossing and destroying your reality so mercilessly, and they make you think and see things otherwise that only support their narrative. Isn't all of that betrayal? The narcissist comes in like a storm, hits you like a ton of bricks, and destroys your inner landscape, changes you as a person and the personality you have developed over years, and leaves you demoralized, depersonalized, wondering, who the hell am I and what am I supposed to do with all of this? Isn't that betrayal? The trauma is in the details. If you want to truly know how badly you were hit, and if they were truly that bad, look at the details and you will truly be moved and shocked by the impact you will find out this relationship has had on you overall as a person. Then comes the discard stage. A narcissist replaces you with a third person, but the problem is, when that person enters their life, you are the only one who feels like a third person, which is another way of saying you feel like you have never been a part of their life. You meant nothing to them. Because if you truly meant something to them, they would have never replaced you like that. Had you truly meant something more than a toy they used, a cook, a cleaner, someone who washed their clothes, took care of the meals, earned for them, had you meant anything more than that, they would have at least respected your human identity and the fact that they once were in a relationship with you. But no, they jump on to the next supply like that. Isn't all of that the betrayal of all the promises they made in the beginning? After 20 years, 30 years, now they tell you they were never in love with you. They hate you. They don't even care about love bombing you anymore. They are full-blown crazy. They are physically abusing you now. They are hurting your children. And they are suffocating you. They're not even sleeping with you. I mean, they are separating. beds, rooms, they're openly cheating on you. Sometimes cheating can be just talking with other people they're sexually interested in via their phone, and they can sleep on couch and stuff like that. Isn't that betrayal? The worst form or part of this betrayal happens when the narcissist pulls reverse discard. When the narcissist destroys you inside out, pushes you to your limits, and you decide to leave them so that they can blame it all on you because they're ready to go with their next supply. They want to cry wolf to the next person and say, see, this is what this person did to me, when in reality, quite strategically, they were planning. And when the reverse discard happens, the narcissist starts picking up on your cleaning habits or this, that, and the other. Every small insignificant thing that can be easily ignored becomes an issue in the relationship until the narcissist makes you do something they wanted to do themselves. Isn't that betrayal? Because it's like making you go against your own choice. Alternatively, they'll cry wolf, they'll never talk with you, they might cut off contact like that, drop you off like a hot potato once you expose them, instead of taking responsibility and saying, I'm ashamed of my actions, should have never done that, should have never betrayed you like that. What do they do? Oh, it's your fault. It's because of you. You thought we were something, we were not. You were in your own bubble and you're left bamboozled wondering what the hell was that? Was I living a lie? What was that? It hits you like anything and you enter a state of emotional paralysis. That's why it's complex betrayal. It's complex betrayal trauma. One of the worst thing that could ever happen to you as a human being. It might hurt you to hear this, but I want you to know this. Not even a single moment you have spent with a narcissist was a moment of truth or true connection. Every single minute spent in a relationship with them, romantic or parental relationship, was a lie. Right from the minute they gave you birth, if it was your narcissistic parent, they started grooming you. They started rearing you as if you were some kind of animal so that you could provide them supply. You were an insurance policy that has failed them now. Nothing was real. Everything was a lie. And why do I need to tell you this? Because that will set you free. That is the truth of your life. That is the truth of this person and the relationship you have had with them. That was it for today's episode. I hope you found it insightful. If you did, let me know in the comments. And also let me know how you experienced betrayal in the narcissistic relationship and how you're overcoming it. I'll talk with you in the next one. Until then, as always, let the healing begin and continue.